listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. Police across the state have been working hard to tackle youth crime through a targeted operation. Operation Whiskey Unison is a high-visibility operation that started in March last year, aimed at preventing, disrupting and investigating youth crime through community engagement and patrols. The project statewide resulted in over 11,000 arrests, over 4,100 of them juveniles. The wheels are in motion to ban the advertising of suntanning oils and accelerators, which are saturating social media platforms. Griffith University psychology lecturer Dr. Vea Asikas says the concern lies with hashtags glamorising deep tans and encouraging youth to partake in risky behaviour.
So these are tablets that you can take orally, or they're creams that you can apply that help to activate the melanin in our skin. Of course, the problem with these is that they don't contain any SPF, so there's no sun protection.
We're being reminded to slip, slop, slap, seek and slide, as the rate of melanoma in Gladstone is 35% above the Aussie average and 40% above the average in Emerald. 4 years on from the start of COVID, and home values continue to surge. Nationally, they've increased 32.5%, adding an additional $188,000 to the average property. Our reporter Rosie O'Brien breaks down what it means in regional Queensland.
Real estate in the Sunshine State has continually proved strong. In the regions, we've seen a 54.4% increase in prices, meaning on average it'll cost you $616,000 to purchase a home. It's a similar story when we look at rentals. Regional Queensland recorded a 41.9% increase in the cost. $608 is the median weekly rent these days. That's if you can find a rental. The vacancy rate remains tight at 1% in most areas.
And early voting numbers across the state are booming. More than 586,000 have cast early votes in this year's local government elections.